I am Nina, and I am an ecologist. I work with CSR Aurora Group, and I also work a bit with ACDC, with the Eco Restoration Project. Earth Day, bit of history about Earth Day. It's something that started in about 1970, 72, around that. There are actually two Earth Days internationally. One is the UN Earth Day, which is observed on the equinox on around March 21st. And surprisingly, for some reason, more popular is April 22nd, Earth Day. But UN itself actually observes both, even though they had started on the equinox Earth Day. In Oroville, Earth Day, was in some way celebrated before also by Johnny, and he used to make some plays, I heard, and of course this is pre-me period. And around 2000, WIM started for a couple of years. He had organized programs for Earth Day, and that was on the equinox day, March 21st. And I think after that, Yos started, and he, for the first time, had shifted it to April 22nd. I'm not quite sure of the reason, but it's also maybe because internationally it's a lot more things that happens on the April 22nd, so it's easy to get, you know, networked and connected to that. So Yos and Nikolai did it with quite a bit of fanfare, 2005-2006. I have observed it, and these are the days where they started having themes like no vehicle or organic farming as some of the themes of the Earth Day. So 2007 is Bridget and I had co-coordinated, but it was really, we were just holding the umbrella. There were so many other people who were involved, and I think that was the first time in Oroville that it was the whole week, like 16th to 22nd, and we had, the theme was towards carbon neutral living. And this year when we were thinking about what should be the theme, and we thought that, you know, we really haven't addressed that as a world or as a city or community. We have addressed that in some ways, but it's not really over. It's not behind us. We haven't attained carbon neutral living. So that remains to be our theme for this particular day also. This is also in a way from 16th to 22nd, even though other than the films, there are no other programs between 16th to 21st, and 22nd, there's the major things in Visitor Center.
So this year's, what's happened?
This year is, again, as I mentioned, Film Fest. There is always a Film Fest, which is 16th to 22nd all days. 16th to 21st is in the Multimedia Center, and 22nd is at the Visitor Center. Then there's a Nature Film Fest, Nature Film Series. I always feel that the part of, you know, appreciating Earth Day is also linking with nature. And it also perhaps comes from my own, you know, subject and interest bias that I link to Earth Day through nature. And so it's at 4 o'clock we have about 3 or 4 films showing of various nature films, which I think it's also a good time for kids to come also, because it's at 4. And on 22nd this year, each year we had a kind of separate venue, in a way, the major venue. Last year it was Bharat Nivas, Kala Kendra, and Youth Center, both. And it was felt that it was too scattered, because, you know, people who went there would have liked to go to the other, and, you know, it was a little chaotic, in a way. So this year, it's at the Visitor Center. Also with a very clear idea that all the previous Earth Days, at least the ones which I have visited and last year which I have co-coordinated, was directly only for the people in Oroville. So it was much more closed in the sense that, okay, visitors, if they come, come, but it was mainly for addressing or informing or reaching out, having a fun fair for people at Oroville. This year also it is for people of Oroville, but it also is looked upon as an opportunity that it can reach to the visitors outside. So this is an opportunity to maybe initiate to some the ideas of Earth Day or carbon neutral living, or even those who are already initiated, perhaps give them some more options and ideas that they, in their own city and life and wherever they are, they can follow up with them. Everything will start around 10. So there'll be some stall areas, and the stalls are primarily eco-friendly products. Our focus is on eco-friendly cleaning products, you know, things which people can use on a regular basis in daily life. You know, detergent alternative and soaps and things like that, which are also, you know, much better for your skin if you're using. And also maybe other eco products, you know, for example, solar hot water heater or EM is also, of course, a cleaning product. But so anything which is part of the eco-friendly product and services, and those who are wish would put up a stall there. Also linked with that is carbon neutral living, which is now in Oroville. There's an ongoing project, of course, for neutralizing your carbon output by helping plant, you know, planting projects. And other than that, there'll be children's activity, which includes the dyeing, the organic dyeing, which Color of Nature is doing, and Well Paper. They are also organizing a workshop. The exhibition, which also had started a few weeks back, actually, but it never kind of, it would be relaunched in a way that there'll be some conducted tours from 10 to 12 and, you know, 2 to 4, where people will be taken through the exhibits as initiating the exhibition. And around 3, there will be a launching. So last year, we have realized that Earth Day is a great launching time, because if you have an eco-friendly product, it would be nice that it comes under the umbrella of Earth Day, because there is so much of focus and so much of interest generated at this time. So there is a launching time period between 3 to 5. So it would launch various things, including products. There would be a regular bi-weekly article in the news and notes to continue the, you know, the spirit of Earth Day beyond Earth Day itself throughout the year. So that would be also launched. So there are various, I won't give away, because there will be there'll be some surprises maybe. Then in the evening, there is a film at 5 o'clock. There's a film followed by a dinner. It would be a great a la carte vegan dinner organized by visitor center. And then after the dinner, there is a musical and performances by various groups. So then you dance through the night. Every year, there are several people who kind of volunteer for the Earth Day. And we have been very lucky that whenever, you know, even last year, there were so many people from all walks. They just came up with wanting to do different things. And this year would not have been possible without, you know, Mark and Nicole, both from Visitor Center. They had offered their place and also their energy and time to organize on 22nd, which is the primary day. As you see, like, the world itself is changing, and so are the people in it. And there are more talks, more movies, more discussions, more scare of how things are going. And the positive thing is that that people are thinking. I mean, it was so much of esoteric idea where people would sit and discuss, and nothing happened in a daily life. Say about, you know, 10, 15 years back, it was more a topic of discussion rather than a thing of practice. It is very much possible to practice now. It's a very, very interesting time, because, you know, it's almost like being in a crossroad. You can go either way, and we can either miss the bus or actually do something great. So I do not know how much Earth Day in Oroville or Earth Day per se has a role in it, but sure, like, you know, anything, you know, as when you launch a product or an idea, you need the activist, you need the scientist, you need the journalist, you need everybody. Similarly, I am sure that in addition to everything, all the products, the services, the news, the scare, you also need a reminder from time to time. And I hope that Earth Day serves that in Oroville and outside. We'll be right back.